The DNR says there's been an increase in the so-called thrill killing of animals in the last few years. The new case allegedly involves 12 male teenagers from Brown, Calumet, Outagamie, and Manitowoc counties. The DNR says the suspects, who have been arrested but not yet charged, used motorized vehicles to attack the deer. The department's Green Bay Warden Supervisor, George Protégère, says these were not accidental car-deer collisions.
This is one where they see it, they either slow down, speed up, and maneuver their vehicle in an attempt to run the deer over.
Protégère says the suspects also used vehicles to injure or kill raccoons, or would locate the raccoons with spotlights and pursue the animals on foot and strike the animals with a weapon. He says a tip from a concerned citizen helped law enforcement stop the spree. Protégère says DNR officials are speaking out in hopes of preventing additional thrill kills.
It's rather hard to try to put your finger on how to deter it. It's basically when we do find out about it, we investigate and bring them into the court system, and hopefully that will prevent it in the future.
The DNR says of the 20 adults and juveniles arrested 2 years ago of illegally killing animals in Dodge and Columbia counties, many were convicted, paid substantial fines, and lost the ability to hold DNR licenses for up to 3 years. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.